Welcome back to another episode of Growth Digger. I am Akanksha Das, Director of Marketing and Communications at Growth Natives. And with me today is someone who's basically my partner in crime for all things marketing intelligence, Abir Olak, Director of Marketing and Communications at Dig Growth. Abir, hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Akanksha. Hi, everyone. I'm good, slightly over-caffeinated, but good. Excited for this one because, this topic is spicy. Feeds that think? Yes, please.
Exactly. Today, we're talking about something that, honestly, whether you like it or not, is already shaping what you see online. Intelligence in the feed. Why your feed feels psychic. How AI decides what you see. And how brands like us are using generative AI to build content ecosystems that basically run themselves. All right, let's get into it. Okay, Abir, I want to start with a simple question. When you open any app, LinkedIn, Instagram, even your email, does it ever freak you out how accurate the feed is?
Oh my God, yes. Like yesterday I was searching for ergonomic chairs, right? And 20 minutes later, my entire feed was top 10 chairs to fix your posture. I was like, can I breathe, please?
Yeah, the feed is low-key reading your mind. And this is what we call feed intelligence. The idea that your content feed isn't random anymore. It's curated by AI in real time with machine learning models deciding what you scroll past, what you stop at, and what you click, what you might click next.
Exactly. And like for brands, this is huge. Because earlier, content used to be like, here is our blog page. Read whatever is in the order we posted it. But now, every user gets a different universe.
A personalized multiverse of content. Love that. Okay, so let's break this down super simply. What was a traditional feed?
Traditional feed was like, here's everything we made. Take it or leave it. Chronological, linear, and totally unaware of who you are. But the intelligent feed adapts based on your clicks, your search history, how long you stare at something, what people like you are engaging with. It's basically learning you like a friend who knows all your weird quirks. Yeah, like that one friend who knows exactly which meme to send you at 2 a.m. Exactly that friend. But instead of memes, it sends ebooks, ads, emails, and blog posts.
So let's talk about why this matters for marketers listening to this. Like, why should they care?
Because relevance is the new currency. If your content isn't relevant, the user scrolls and you lose them. AI helps with three big things. Relevance, it matches content to user intent. Scale, it pushes content across channels instantly. Speed, it learns fast and updates itself.
Yes, and this is where generative AI steps in. People think AI is just about writing captions, but no, it's shaping the whole content experience. Let's talk through them one by one. Curation is basically saying, okay, from everything this brand has ever produced, here are the things that make sense for this user.
Yes, and at scale. Imagine you have 500 blogs, 200 social posts, 30 case studies. AI scans all of them and goes, cool, these 12 will resonate with CMOs, these 8 will resonate with developers.
And it tags and organizes everything, right?
Yep, automatically. No more 200 tab content audits.
Okay, next, personalization. This is the for you moment.
Yeah. Like when YouTube is like, we noticed you've been watching cooking videos at midnight. Here's 19 more. AI does that for brands, ranks which post you should see, adapts the format, changes the intro, even changes the thumbnail.
I love this part because we always underestimate how much format impacts engagement. Some users love carousels, some prefer short text, some want video. Artificial intelligence figures this out automatically. Okay, pillar 3, publication. This is where everything gets super interesting.
Oh yeah, this is the magic. AI doesn't just create content, it distributes it across channels, across regions, across formats, automatically.
Like, imagine you create one blog. AI turns it into 5 LinkedIn posts, 3 email snippets, 1 video script, 1 carousel, and schedules all of it.
And it keeps adjusting based on performance. It's like a self-healing content ecosystem.
Okay, Abir, let's talk about how generative AI actually powers this whole thing.
So generative AI is basically the content factory, the engine, the machine that takes your idea and turns it into 50 assets in seconds. According to HubSpot, 55% of marketers say content creation is their number one use case for AI. And honestly, I believe it.
Same. The way we work now versus 3 years ago, it's unrecognizable. Let's ground this with some examples so listeners can visualize it.
Okay, so imagine you're a B2B brand posting on LinkedIn. AI picks the top trending topics, creates variants for different personas, schedules each at optimal times. Every follower sees something different and relevant.
Yes, and email is so underrated. AI picks content based on past behavior, writes personalized subject lines, auto-generates snippets, repurposes the email into social posts. Suddenly, your newsletter becomes a multi-channel campaign. Okay. Before we make AI sound like a superhero, let's be responsible adults and talk about the pitfalls.
Yeah, it's not perfect. It can miss nuance. It can drift away from brand voice. It can reinforce biases. It can oversaturate users.
This is why we always say AI is the first draft, not the final draft. Humans still guide tone, creativity, strategy.
If you're a marketer listening, the message is simple. AI does the heavy lifting. Humans bring the soul.
Ooh, write that down. That's going on a t-shirt.
Do it. I'll wear it.
For the data nerds, what should they measure?
Look at the engagement lift, personalization lift, how many assets you produce, consistency across channels, brand quality signals, ROI. If these numbers go up, your feed intelligence is working.
All right, we've gone deep today. If your feed feels psychic, it's because AI is pulling the strings and brands are getting smarter about how they use it.
And if you want to build an intelligent feed for your brand and scale your content without burning out your team,
just say hi to us at info@growthnatives.com and we'll take it from there.
This was fun. Akanksha, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Growth Digger. If you like this episode, share it with your team. And hey, maybe your feed will recommend the next one automatically. See you in the next episode. Bye.